decided to log in into one of the switches at one of the places, one of the hospitals in this case. I was just gonna do like, hey, I'm just gonna go to like a show run command, and I'm just gonna go and grab a copy of the configuration so I can start to look into it and see like how things are connected. That's what I was thinking. Gonna go highlight it. What I didn't know was that a right-clicking pod doesn't do only the copy. It does copy and paste.
Yes. I can't tell you how many times I've done that.
And, well, it was not just a switch. It was the core switch. It just happened to be the core switch of the healthcare company.
Oh, my gosh. In today's episode, I was actually able to interview an Azure network engineer that works at Microsoft. And we talked all about his career journey in what it takes to become a network engineer, a cloud network engineer, working at a big organization like Microsoft. So without any further ado, let's roll to this week's episode. Welcome to the show, Miguel. Do you mind telling us a bit about your current role and responsibilities at Microsoft, and tell us what a typical day looks like for you?
Hey, Dakota, I really appreciate you having me here. Thank you so much for your time, and I'm just very grateful to be here. So, my name is Miguel. I am a Azure Network Support Engineer for Microsoft. So what that means is that I work in the support organization with Microsoft, giving support to enterprise customers and Azure customers in their networking products. So what that and then what that means is essentially I give out support for any kind of Azure network product, and especially breakfix support, troubleshooting, best advice, or anything that might be coming that can be helped to be better, or break the fit support for like network products. When we think about network products, so things like VPN gateways, application gateways, load balancers, Azure firewalls, and a whole lot more. Definitely a lot more products coming on, but that's a little bit of what I do.
Awesome. Do you mind kind of sharing your story on how you like got to where you are in the career field today? You know, what's the kind of different job roles that led up to you having this current position?
Absolutely. I first got started about in IT in 2019. I started by enrolling in a technical program. It was a 2-year program in the Miami-Dade County Public Schools. It was in Networks and Systems Administration. In this program, we kind of learned about mostly networking, systems administration, especially focused on Windows, like domain management, Active Directory, setting up DHCP, DNS, and the basics of IT. So one of the things about the program was that they prepared us to getting started in getting our A+. That was for like my first introduction to IT. Before that, I actually enrolled in the program because a friend of my parents, he actually worked in a bank, and he said like, this is a very good career that you could get yourself into, and it has a lot of demand, and you're young, so hopefully like you should if you start young, like you can grow into a good field. That's how I first got started. So I did that. And while studying, I just got myself exposed to many different things. But what really helped me to get my foot on the door was working as a volunteer for the school. I was able to talk with the teacher, and he actually worked as an IT technician for the school, but now he was doing the classes. And he mentioned that one time, and I asked him like if there's a possibility like to be like a volunteer or help anything within related in the school. That's how I got like my first exposure to actually looking at the job and doing the job. So just helping the students, the teachers set up their printers, resetting passwords, setting up like computers for the classrooms, all that. I was able to use that to build a little bit of my resume. Before that, I was like trying to get some interviews, but it was kind of tough just because I didn't have like the experience coming in. But that helped me to get my foot on the door. And eventually, after a couple months in that and just keeping going with the interviews, I was able to land a paid IT job as an IT specialist. That was for a dubbing company, so more like a media company. And well, that's a little bit of how I got started. Then it after that is like more or less a little bit of history, but I just continued to work in the field as an IT specialist, IT technician, doing mostly everything. That was a very good thing for me, that first job, just because it was like a very small company, just me and my boss. I had the opportunity to touch a lot of different technologies. So we were doing all the administration for the Windows, Apple devices, all the switching and the firewalling for the different locations that they had. At first I wasn't doing the configurations, but I got to shadow my boss into how he did the configurations. That was what really got me in love with like the networking field, especially. After that, I started to study for my CCNA. I got my CCNA back in August of 2020. And since there, it's been a great journey of networking. But yeah, that's a little bit of how I got started.
That's so cool because, you know, that's very similar to what I tell a lot of people looking to get their start in the field, you know, starting with some of the entry level certifications, doing volunteer work to start building actual hands-on experience. You know, experience is really important. And I think it's one of the easiest ways to get into a job in the field. And a lot of people come to me and like, well, how can I get the job if I don't have experience? But if I don't have experience, I can't get the job, you know, type of thing. So, you know, in your experience, you know, when you're trying to build up some of those essential skills and you're just trying to start out, what are some of the skills and qualities that are really like high valued in the industry that you think? And then like, how can people that are looking to develop them, how can they go out and get them?
Definitely. And that is really good advice. And I know like firsthand that it can definitely be tough, but I will say that some of the skills that are really valued within IT, you would think technical skills and technical skills are important, but it's this one big thing that kids mention over and over and over, which are like soft skills, right?
100%.
Be able to listen to the persons, listen to your coworkers, your users, anyone really, about maybe what is the issue that they're having. And you might not have the answer on the top of your head, but you can listen it, you can process it, and you can say like, let's take a look into it. Let's see what we can do. I might not know how to help you directly, but for sure, trust me, I will go and find the answer, and we'll get yourself sorted out.
Absolutely.
So I think soft skills is one big important thing. Another big thing for me that was really helpful just to get like the technical piece within IT was the doing labs. I think that was one of the big things that, since I initially started in studying, thankfully, thank God, my teacher, he always focused like a lot on doing the labs. And whenever when we come into a problem, he wouldn't give us the answer. He said, troubleshooting. Like, nice. Go troubleshoot. Yeah. Because that's what you're going to do like once you get into a job. So just be patient and go through the lab, set it up, break it. And if you break it, see and if how can we fix it?
Yeah, absolutely. Getting that, again, it goes back to, I think, getting that hands-on experience. And, you know, when you're first learning these skills, you know, it's one thing to read a book or watch a video or something like that. But if you can actually, like, go practice what you're learning right away, you know, that those skills are going to be better ingrained in your brain, you know, and you're going to retain that knowledge a lot more. And I 100% agree with the whole soft skills is really one of the most important skills, especially I think when you're starting out, because you will learn all the on the job skills, all those hard skills that you need to know to do the job. But those soft skills, those communication abilities and stuff like that, that's a lot harder to teach and a lot harder to, you know, find the right person that will fit in a team, especially if you end up working for a smaller organization or on a small team within a big organization. You know, your ability to communicate with your other team members and have that, like that, be able to mesh with them is really important. And that's what a lot of times the most important thing a hiring manager is looking for is to make sure that person is going to be a right fit because they know they can train all the other skills. And speaking of, right. I want, yeah, and absolutely.
Sorry for interrupting. I was just thinking.
Oh, no, go ahead.
I was just thinking, like, thinking on the same, just grabbing on the same thought, what you were saying about the, connecting with your team and be able to know that you don't have to know all the answers, but that you can bring up a problem and, you know, that you can collaborate with the people, with the people, the persons within your team to actually get to a resolution. These are some great skills to have. Just be very communicative and that will be very beneficial.
Well, that actually brings up the next topic I want to talk about is like collaboration and networking in the sense of people networking in the tech industry. What kind of strategies do you recommend for people building effective like personal relationships, you know, for not professional relationships? You know, how do you go about, you know, networking with other people in the industry? And, you know, what's some of your advice there?
So that is a great question. I think I didn't understand the power of networking, or I didn't know how to really take advantage of it, like until a couple years later, actually after working in IT. But then it's a really powerful thing that you can have with networking and connecting with people. I would say, and the reason why I say that is, after I got my start into like my first networking job, I was working for a healthcare company being the like their network administrator. By that time, I tried to connect like a bit more with people on LinkedIn within my area. So I started to join like different groups, like the Discord groups for some of the channels where I started for even for like my CCNA before, and just try to post some content, interact with people, through actually using LinkedIn and trying to just connect like more with people, share ideas, share knowledge. I was contacted by a recruiter at Microsoft, and that's how I got to know about this job that I currently have. So I think that is really powerful skill. You can definitely take advantage of it like through different ways, but you can connect with people locally, like even like if there is like, let's say, like a group that you can connect, like maybe like do meetings or just join like the Discord groups for different YouTube channels that you follow. So I know that there's a lot of channels out there like KevTed or the I got it on the top of my head, like the Art of Network Engineering.
Absolutely.
Yeah, and just a lot more of those, and try to share your ideas. Just share some content. It doesn't have to be like the most awesome, wonderful content of the world that you're discovering. Like, I don't know, like the Fountain of Youth. Just share your ideas, what you learn, share about your journey, and that will help to expose yourself to people so you can start connecting and you can grow into those relationships. So you don't know, like, and I said that to myself, like, all the opportunities that you can find through connecting with people.
No, that's so true. You know, it's one of the things I've said a lot on this channel, and I really hate it, but it is the truth that a lot of times it's not what you know in tech, it's who you know. You know, you never know when having a connection might help open the door to a job interview. Or if, you know, if you go through a layoff and you put out on your LinkedIn, hey, I'm looking for work. And someone's, you know, one of your connections might be like, oh, hey, I know you did this at this company. That's exactly what we're looking to hire for. You know, come and apply for us. So having those connections is really, I think, very vital in the tech field in general.
And I will add that once you are on the field, don't stop it there. Like, just keep connecting with everyone that you can. Connect with the people at your work. Like, connect with anyone that you can. Just and try to build like the best possible relationships, because you never know when that might come helpful.
Absolutely. I'm really curious. So how has working at Microsoft influenced your like career trajectory, and what opportunities has it opened up for you?
Absolutely. So I would say that working at Microsoft is great. There are definitely challenges in it. But at the same time, there are many benefits. Microsoft is a company that gives you a lot of tools to be successful at your job. That's the way they would put it. And one of the big advantages that you have is usually the people that surround you. So you are surrounded with a lot of smart people, persons that have maybe done your job for 10 years, 12 years that... at any point that you may have something where you feel blocked, like an issue, you can just brainstorm ideas like, hey, I have seen that, or this could be this, or have you checked this out? That's one of the things that I really like about working here at Microsoft. Now, when you say like I guess like my perspective, like coming into here, what's that? Could you say that one more time? Dakota, sorry.
I was just curious of like what career opportunities has, you know, opened up for you, in, you know, since you've actually started working in your current job.
Okay, yeah. So for career opportunities that has opened up for me, I will say that it definitely had expanded my mind into some of the things that I wasn't even aware of. So like one of the good things about working in this, so as I mentioned earlier, right, like I work like more on the support side of the things within Microsoft. So there are many different things that were the different products within Microsoft. So when we think about this, I'm on the networking team, but there are things that were like on databases. There are some other things that work in virtualization. So usually when something occurs, Like, you have to jump on a call and help a customer with, like, it could be like a small issue, but at the same time, usually are like big issues that happen, like something broke. And now you have to go and jump, troubleshoot, like try to get their environment and see where things went wrong and try to do like some reverse engineering into that. But that gives you like a lot of exposure into all the things that are being used out there. So now I feel that that's something that made me like a little more of a complete engineer, if I can put it that way.
Yeah.
It has opened like a lot of good opportunities and also networking opportunities to just connect to people within my field and really to get to advance more into my career, into networking and IT in general.
Yeah, no, that sounds so exciting. You know, I think that a lot of people out there, like, they dream of working for like a big organization like Microsoft or maybe Facebook or something like that. But I think it's actually, they can be a little intimidating working for such a large tech company. What advice would you give someone aspiring to work for a giant like Microsoft and advance their career in the tech industry?
It definitely can be intimidating. I can say that before here, I was usually working just like on small and medium enterprises. So I was not expecting to really work for like a big company. Earlier in my career, I thought like that would more be like, it's not like an end goal or like a medium or like a more like on a senior level when I get like more seniority into my career. But I would say that it's not really the case because once I come here, I have seen like people from many different backgrounds, and that was like really mind blowing in some sense. I really like to see that because there are like many different perspectives, like whenever it comes, and I have like coworkers that might come like from a totally different background, but then they maybe it was like a music bachelor even, and like they started to pivot like their career into IT, and maybe work for a little bit for another company, 6 months, a year. The opportunities to be a support engineer is opening up like a Microsoft, and they actually got into here like very early in their career. So what I would say is like if you want to work like for any big company, it really or like any of these companies, don't be afraid of just applying and connecting with the people out there. Like, be attentive for like, for example, in Microsoft, they have their careers pages, and like that's like careers, Microsoft.com. And you can just go there and look at the jobs and try to get an idea of what are some of the qualifications and some of the things that they are looking for. So you can get to, maybe use that as like a stepping stone or as a thing that you can use to work within yourself. Like, oh, maybe like here, like they're looking for someone that knows and they can say anything, right? It's more like a wish list sometimes, but like they're looking for something that knows like Linux networking, or they're looking for someone that knows like Windows administration. And I know some of that. I can learn a little bit more. But you can use that just to prepare. And as soon as you see an opportunity that even if you might not get like, or you might not have the 100% of the qualifications for the job description, you might have like a 50, 60, who knows, just apply because